Victorian meeting today is at Mornington. They're playing on a good four this afternoon. The rail is out 6 metres, and it's a nice short meeting at Mornington this afternoon, and Trav Noonan joins us to preview that meeting. Good morning to you, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Pleasure to join you here on Sunday Central and go through, a quick card at Mornington. Only the 6 races, which is a bit unusual, but, hopefully we can find some winners for the listeners.
Yeah, short and sharp today. Is there many winners to be found?
Look, I think so. I think there's a couple of races that I'm keen to bet into, so hopefully we can find something.
All right, the first race there at Mornington this afternoon, set to get underway at 1:40. It's over the 1,200 metres. No scratchings here in the first. The favourite is the 2, CJ, at $3.30. The 3, Marco Sparta, is at $3.60. And the 8, Mexican Star, is at $3.90. Now, I should note, Mexican Star is a horse that Dean Lester said this morning on Correct Weight that is one of his specials of the day. Trav, do you have it in your numbers?
Well, smart minds think alike is the saying, and I've gone with Mexican Star as well. I think the blinker's first time, nasal strip going on first time, and tongue tie for the first time are big ticks for this filly. Celine Gaudry claiming 3 off. She's a local apprentice at Mornington, knows how to ride the track, and there's just a lot of ticks for this filly. She ran third last start to Zesty Bell. That horse, of course, came out and won at Flemington yesterday. You go back to her form, 3 starts back, she ran third to a horse called In Danger, who then ended up winning a listed Gothic Stakes. This is not a very deep maiden, and sort of $3.90 odd. She's had a fair bit of support this morning, probably because of what Dean said a little bit earlier, but I think that's still a really fair price. I'm really happy to be with her. I think she's the best of the day. Get it over with pretty quickly, and that's race 1, number 8, Mexican Star. She just seems to tick a lot of boxes here. The second tip is definitely CJ. He was good at Sale on debut. He's in a fast run race there. He sort of came from well off the speed. Did have a long SP, but was a good late, and he's definitely going to be appreciated to his second start at the races. He's the obvious second choice, the 2. In for third, I went with the 5 Chatterfox. This horse has really done most of her racing on wet tracks so far during her career, and she's come here first up. Recent trial at Cranbourne or jump out was quite good, and I thought with the blinkers on here for Jason Bevo, she's probably a bit over the odds for 5. Could definitely see her running a career best performance. And then in for fourth, I went with the 4 Pitcher Disc, who was a first starter here from the Gavin Benchgood stable. Again, showed some ability in his jump outs at Cranbourne. I wouldn't be surprised if he ran a big race on debut. The numbers in the first went the way of 8, 2, 5, and 4.
8, 2, 5, and 4 in the first for Trav at Mornington this afternoon. The second race is over the 1,500 metres. Takeout numbers 1 and 4. The favourite for David Brightoak is the 8. Jenny of Avalon at $2.25. The 3, Fintona Queen, is at $3.40. And the 9, Star Spangled Baby, is at $3.60. Trav, how do you see the second?
Yeah, well, going to be with the Mark Eustace horse, 4 Liar, until it came out. It's down to run at Kilmore Tuesday with Damien Lane booked to ride, so they're probably contemporary there on Tuesday. And once she came out, I thought this is just an absolute race for Jenny of Avalon. I think at the current price available, she's over the odds. I think around 220. I think that's a bet every day of the week. So Daniel Stackhouse taking over from Noel Callow. She's still a little bit green on debut. She was well supported in the market, though, here at Mornington. The winner of that race, best episode, I have a bit of an opinion of. I think she can be about a midweek class filly. She's just a little bit green around the turn. I think second start, Stackhouse going on. There's just a lot of ticks here for her, and there's just not much depth for the opposition. I think at 220, she's close to a moral, Jenny of Avalon. Definitely keen to back her, the 8. In for second, and it's a clear margin back to second, is the 2 Carmelites, who was good at Werribee last time. Sort of sneaking up along the inside from gate 1. She got a really nice run by Emily Brown. She mapped a bit different run here today, but there's no reason to suggest she couldn't put in a similar performance to that she did at Werribee. So the 2 in for second. In for third, I went with the 3, Fintona Queen, who also comes through that same race behind Biggest. Ben Allen was in the saddle on that occasion. He sticks with her here. Ben's ridden, had a good strike rate at Mornington so far in the last 12 months, and she's probably the next pick, but again, well clear of the favourite, I think, in Jenny of Avalon. And the in for fourth, just for the fourth number, is the 9 Star Spangled Baby. Bit of a tongue twister, that one. But She was just okay at Mornington there on New Year's Day, and I think she's taking up too much market percentage, but she goes in for fourth and ninth. Very keen the eight wins. 8-2-3-9 in the second.
8-2-3-9 in the second. 3 minutes away from the first at Healesville. Race three at Mornington here is over the 1,500 metres. Scratching's just the number 11 comes out of this race. The favourite for Pat Carey is the 5. Annie's Missile at $2.60. The 1, Alterno, is at $4.60. And the 2, Mandragorian, is at $5. Another tongue twister. Trav, how do you see race three?
Yeah, I thought the favourite here, Annie's Missile, while she's definitely a danger, I thought she was a little bit under the odds. I think at 260, that's very short. And I was happy to back the top weight here, Alterno's. Had some support early this morning. It was around $6 when the early markets came up, and he's now around $4.50. So I think King Kello will definitely get the best out of this horse. Positive jockey change. This horse has run really well his past three starts at Mornington. His win two back here in the maiden was quite exceptionally, came from a long way back and was able to pick up combat and arm. Last start, he just got held up at a crucial stage from barrier one. I think it cost him the race. He's only beaten, three quarters of a length there. And I think that's probably a stronger race than this. And I was sort of surprised he went up $6 and a bit disappointed again.
And back to our preview of Mornington this afternoon. It's great to have Trav Noonan back on the line after he dropped out. Trav, just recap your numbers there for the third, and then we'll move on to race number four.
Yeah, so the numbers there in the third. Keen on the 1, Alterno, with King Kello in the saddle. I think really good replacement jockey change for him, and I think he's definitely the horse to beat. 1 on top to beat the 5, Annie's Missile, who's racing in really consistent form and loves Mornington. 4, Calimo, who should sit up on the speed and take some catching. And 8, Molly Magic, who had her first start at her home track against the important client, Mr. Liam Gaudry. 1, 5, 4, and 8 in the third.
Okay, race number 4 at Mornington this afternoon over the 1,000 metres. Takeout numbers 1 and 11. The favourite for Pat Carey is the 5, Magic Pipper at $2.80. The 2, Golden Esprit, is at $4.80. And the 6, Prussian Dream at $4.80. Are you with the favourite here, Trav?
No, I was actually happy to be against her, Magic Pipper. That's saying a couple of these runners had a jump out back on the 23rd of December where they all met each other. That was Bay of Faith, Stella Redonte and Magic Pipper all in that jumper. And Stella Redonte actually finished in front of all of them, and I thought was the best work of all the three. And she's here at $10. I just thought at that price, I'm happy to find out. Matthew Cartwright's got a really good strike rate when riding here at Mornington. He goes at around 12%. Which is above his career average. And I thought this horse first up represented a bit of value in a pretty competitive little race. Probably hasn't shown its best for some time, but just at the price off that jump out, I'm happy to be with Stella Redonte here. In for second, I went with Magic Pipper. Definitely has the most consistent form line when you look back through a form last preparation. Sort of second at Pakenham, 2 starts back. But very short of the price. I think at around sort of 280, that's rock bottom. I expect that to sort of get out. So she goes into second, the 5. In for third, I went with the 6, Prussian Dream, who's a little bit of an enigma. He's 1-2 from 39, but tends to save his best runs for Mornington and 1,000 metres, and particularly when Michael Walker gets on this horse, he seems to get along well with him. I thought he could run a much improved race here, the 6, Prussian Dream. And in for fourth, I went with 7. A bit of a tongue twister, Sally Sells Shells, who's racing in really consistent form at Yarra Valley. She's knocking on the door of the win. She'll put herself up on speed, and she can be competitive here. But happy to go with the 9 at an each-way price. 9, 5, 4, 7, the numbers in the 4.
All right, with the 9 in race number 4. Wickets fallen in the cricket as well. Marnus Labuschagne just tickled one down the leg side. So he is departing for, I think, 70-odd there. As he walks off the ground, just waiting for his score to come up on the screen. Labuschagne gone for 73. So Australia 3 for 138. Trav, in race number 5 at Mornington this afternoon, it's over the 1,200 metres. Take out the number 3. The favourite is the 2. Fortune Follows at 420. The 1, Celeriate Regem, is at $5. And the 6, Floriate Picker, is at $5. This looks an open race.
Certainly does. Actually invested in the ownership here of 1, and Johnny L is having the first start for my dad, David, this afternoon. So hopefully he can run well. But didn't tip him on top. I went with the 1 here, Celeritate Regem, who's coming back to 1,200 metres, which seems the key to this horse. I just don't think he's run out. The 1,400 last time at Currangling was favourite. he's really got to stitch that last 200. You go back three back in the second to Office Gym. He's got a really good record here at Mornington. And when sort of he gets these vigorous riders on board that King Callo is, he seems to respond to them. So I think he's the top tip here, the one to Leritate Regem. In for second, I went the way of the 8, Mischievous Lad, who is just knocking down the door of a victory. He's run second at 3 of his past 4 starts, but he just finds his own bad luck. He has no tactical speed, which is a bit of a problem at Mornington with the rail out 6 metres, but he's just racing so well that you can't really go around him for putting him in the numbers. But that record 1 from 21 is a little bit scary, but I think he's certainly knocking on the door for victory. He was huge last start behind Governor Landy. The third horse, River Dance Lad, has come out of it and won subsequently since. In for third, I went with the 7, Johnny Al. This horse, you go back sort of to his best form, 3 back at Echuca. He was good when he was up on speed, leading all the way. A couple subsequent winners out of that maiden. Sort of in his early days, he was competitive in a lot of handy maidens. This is not a very strong 5th gate. The new sort of stable can get the best out of him. He can certainly run well here, the 7, Johnny Al. And the 5, Paranto, I put in for third. Horse who does seem to race pretty well here at Mornington. He's just been getting a bit too far back in his races. He's been savaging the line. If he can settle a little bit closer, I could definitely see him running right into the placings. But the numbers there, 1, 8, 7, and 5, and it's definitely a wide open second last race of the day.
1, 8, 7, and 5. Good luck with Johnny Al there in race 5. Trav, in the last at Mornington, take out numbers. Oh, no scratchings here in the final event. A nice open race to bring us home. The 1, Curious Heart, is the favourite at $4. Joint favourite, with the 4, Recompensa. They're both at $4, and the 5, Solitary Tramp, is at $5.50. Then it's $8 the rest. How do you bring us home at Mornington, mate?
Yeah, well, I think the market's pretty much spot on. Curious Heart's probably the horse to beat. Callo going aboard again. He looks like he's in for a big day, Noel Callo, and you know he's really a rider that rides Mornington well. He's sort of one of the top riders there for the last 12 months, going at 15% at Mornington. And I think Curious Heart is probably the way to finish the day. I think back to 1,200 is a tick for her. I just don't know if she quite runs out of strong 1,400, but she's been so consistent this campaign, and this looks her race. The 1, Curious Heart. She must for a really good run. In for second, I went with the 4, Recompensa. Absolutely savaged the line at Geelong when coming from a mile off them. It looked like she was probably going to win. I just don't know if the end of the 1,300 was maybe just a stretch too far. Maybe suited at 1,200 Mornington might be more of her go. But the inside gate's a little concern for a horse who's going to have to get back a long way. She's going to need some luck some stage, but definitely talent enough to win the 4. 5, Solitary Champ. Tramp is racing in really good form. Was strong last start at Stony Creek. The start before was a good winner at Mowie. Can't really knock her form at the moment. She goes in for third, the 5. And in the 4th, didn't perform last start, the 3, Dioro Rain, but was very heavily supported at Kiton, I took note of. Was $6 into 360, which is a strong go on first start for the new stable. Just think that sort of market confidence has to be respected, even though she didn't perform. So expecting her to run a much improved race. Numbers in the last went with 1, 4, 5, and 3 to end the day. But King Callo, hopefully to bring us home in a couple of last races.
1, 4, 5, and 3. How do we make a dollar, Trav?
I think the best of the day comes up early. Race 1, number 8, Mexican Star for Celine Gaudre. I think the price now of $3.90 is very good bet, especially with blinkers on first time. That form around Desti Bell is just terrific. I think the value of the day was Alterno. He was $6. Now he's into about $4.40, which is getting a little bit shorter, but I still think he's probably a good play. So race 3, number 1, Alterno. And the play of the day, I just think we're just going to multi those two up. I think it used to be around $19. Not sure what it would be now, probably closer to $15, but hopefully they can both salute. Not probably the most straightforward card at Mornington, but hopefully we can find some winners there.
Trav, good luck.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.